Blog Talk Radio.
Americans must establish a set of tools for their communities to be self-sufficient and for their own protection. This set of tools must accompany many didactics, which I am prepared to talk to you about today. As you know, we're getting ready for a new election, yet we're running around here in these corporate meetings so excited about our insurance, so excited about the benefits that were passed down, that we're forgetting about the specific benefits that are entitled under the 14th Amendment. I don't know how many of you have forgotten that there's still people out there who are empowered, who own businesses, and who are rich, who make the rules. However, we must also know what our 14th Amendment says and what rightful rules we have and try to endorse them. Don't get out there in the streets and try to perform street law while you're in the midst of a search and seizure, or while you're in the midst of reciting your amendment rights to you. That's not the time to try to challenge the system, but we must come together, people, and we must sit down, and we must identify the fact that we are not concerned about this election to the point of how many of us will get Medicare or Medicaid. We're not concerned about whether or not Trump gets more points than Hillary. We're concerned about what our rights are, so we won't be looking so crazy right now when we're out in the arena and someone stops us, such as they've been stopping many of our African-American people, and we cannot recite what our 14th Amendments are or what we expect of the officer. And the officer doesn't know the rights of the people, and the people don't know how to stand for the rights of what does belong to us under the 14th Amendment. We're all confused here. Cut off the marching. Yes, we know Black Lives Matter. We ran that in the ground. Let's look at what right do we have to drive while black. Do we have a right to drive without a license? We must look at what does the right say. Is it mandated that you should carry a license? Now, I didn't come up with these topics. I listen to High Frequency frequently because I learn a lot about what's really going on. And Brother Elsup is laying it down, and he wants us to come together to come up with solutions of how we can make a change. Now, this election is going to go on whether or not we vote or not, but we got to get ourselves together. We need a set of tools. First of all, we must establish the fact that we can become incorporated and become bona fide businesses upon having our companies and our services searched and registered with the IRS. That will make us property owners, and that will make us business owners. Some of us are already property owners. Many of us have given up our wholesale of property ownership, which will give us some rights. If you're seen as property, you will no more have any rights in the arena than Ted on that new movie show, who is fighting for his identity as a citizen. Now, I think that movie was sending us a message telling us that if you're a property or somebody's cargo on property, you don't have any rights. We must remind this arena of the fact that there were many wars fought and many addendums made to give us a set of certified rights. But we need to know what those rights are. We need to make ourselves plain and clear. We need an understanding. We need an understanding, but most of all, wisdom. We need to call some meetings. We need to call them in the courtyard while yet Hillary is still going from door to door. We need to call her into our arena and have a sit down with her and ask her about our rights to have a license to drive and about our rights to be searched while driving and pulled over. I'm a little disturbed today when I hear about women clinging onto their children while being harassed, while being cited things that are not true and not given the proper procedure on handling her, and then being fatally killed. I'm concerned because we don't have a plan. We're so busy running up behind this election that might not do us any good afterwards, and all the promises that are made are not genuinely promises that will lead to working on the issues in the hood. We have a serious problem. We keep saying that we're going to crack down on all these people that are firing on the policemen, and we're going to set up new laws. It's time for all of us to set up some new laws, because the way we're handling things, it's a war out there, and it's to each his own. And you better believe that some of these people are going to retaliate because of the way they're being treated. Now, I'm speaking to those officials to understand, why don't we call a town hall meeting? Why don't we just talk about it straight, clearly? What rights do you have as an individual to driving your car? Must you show a driver's license? Must you carry a driver's license? That needs to be defined. And Brother L. Self put it so clearly, we need to bring it out in the open. Let's get it clear out in the open. Why must we always be confused about what is really law and what is not? If you bring it out in the open and have a discussion, we can then see what does the case law say on it. Now, the other thing is ruling in our own community, managing our own affairs, governing our own self. When you respect people and you tell them what their guidelines are, you can expect for them to govern their own community. Nobody really has a right to come into your community that has no vested interest in your people to make decisions on them, because they will mishandle them. And what I'm seeing so far is a lot of mishandling of people that are engaged in simple violations that can be handled quickly in a court of law. No one has to be shot down in the streets because of a misunderstanding and because someone thought they were reaching for their guns. Now, if these people won't rise up, their children will rise up, and you're wondering why they're angry. Policemen are here to serve us. They're our public service people. And the average African-American is afraid to call on the policeman for fear that they may harass them. That has got to be turned around, Hillary. We need to have a set down. Please, Hillary. Obama, I'm speaking to you. We need to talk about not just Black Lives Matter, but how can we turn around the way that Black African-American people are perceived, not only the males, but the women too now, because they're treating us like cargo, like we are nothing but products that's owned by someone. Now, are we going back to slavery or what? Now, this new election should bring about a lot of things. Now, Trump has pointed out a lot of issues. He might not have pointed them out in the way, in the manner we think he should, but some issues are on the table now that do need to be addressed. We're so slap happy that we're bringing a woman into the picture that we're not concerned about the things that affect us in the hood. Now, let's get real. There's some things that affect us in the hood, and that is police brutality, and that is how we are actually seen by the judicial system. We must address these issues, else nobody will go down in history as being our next president, because we will all be flawed, because this killing and strife will continue to go on, and mothers will still be sitting there talking about Black Lives Matter being serenaded because their sons have been transitioned. How many mothers are not standing up in the arena talking about their children who have been slaved? There are many of them. And you just can't pay off a few of us so we can feel like we've been given a gold spoon in our mouths or celebrity or some sort. We've got to start talking about how we're going to govern our communities. Are we going to continue to use this old, antiquated, worn-out procedure of how we are dealing with crime in the African-American community? Because it's not dealt with in the same suburban areas. You wouldn't catch a policeman pulling down a mother in a car with her children, telling her to get out and to give up her car. You wouldn't catch a mother in a suburban area having to even deal with that, because she would be calling her alderman and she would be putting in a complaint. Now, if you got time to march with Hillary, sit down and let's start writing some letters, because we need some real meetings here. We're getting too slap happy too soon, okay? Now, just like we look at Lincoln and said, oh, Lincoln freed the slaves, he let us go, let's marvel over Lincoln, we have to remember Lincoln didn't want to free anybody. He said if he had his way, he would not free the slaves. That was a compromise. That was a compromise for all of those rich men in power who owned slaves to get reparations. That's what that was. Lincoln was broke after he got through paying all of those slave owners the reparation. He didn't do that. He did that under the account of the fact that the Southerners were on him about all of their slaves being taken away and how they lost money. So don't think he loved us that much to give us our freedom. And we still at this day have to constantly look at that amendment and ratify it to keep our freedom. Now, we're slowly slipping back into slavery, slowly, and we need a set of tools. If there's some people out there that got information to talk about what tools we could put together, first of all, incorporate yourself. Develop yourself businesses in your home and incorporate yourself. Become an institution. And make sure that you register it with IRS and pay your taxes. And then when you register your business, start doing business under your assumed business name. Start functioning like an institution, because there are certain rights that small businesses have or big businesses have that the commoners don't have. Now, the question is, are we still property? Are we still cargo? Are we still considered as property? Are we citizens of this United States? Now, let's think. Before you bring any more foreigners in, do we properly have the right to become citizens? And are we known in the judicial system as bona fide citizens? Now, that question keeps coming up with Crump about not letting in any outside foreigners. He might have a point there. We might need to revisit that African-American, and we might have to determine what citizenship do we currently have. Now, I'm a little tired of our people being shot down in the streets. So, therefore, that means that we need to put up a referendum that cops will be deputized in their own community, and they will walk in their own community, and they will not carry guns. There are tasers and all kinds of things out there that can replace those guns. And they will govern their own communities. They can do a rightful job. And they'll gain the respect that they need from their citizens and their communities. Am I being racist? No. I'm saying that somebody outside of your community who don't know you, who don't understand you, who don't have any feelings for you, is ready to clap the gun before they sit down and talk with you. Maybe somebody from your own community will sit down and have a word with you, because some of these officers are not all bad. Some of them are ministers, and some of them can minister to their own people. But for somebody that don't give a darn about you and see you as property, they won't waste their time. That's why we're seeing so many deaths and so many killings. And I don't care how many marches you do, mothers. I don't care how many times you tell them that Black Lives Matter. If you're seen as cargo and if you're seen as non-citizen, you will be treated that way. Now we're on to our mothers. And mothers are being stopped uninhibitedly and being drug out of cars and being injured and killed. That has got to stop. What is it so urgent that a police officer cannot take the person down to the station or ticket them and have them come down to the station, that they have to pull them out of cars and penetrate them right there over something that can be solved through a pen and paper? Now, we got numbers of calls and complaints about people being harassed while driving, and Black people must gird up. You must know what you're doing when you leave out to go outside of your home. You must know what preparations of documentations to bring. You must know what verbiage and communication to have with the officer so you're not killed in the humbug. Too much is enough, and enough is enough. Now, Hillary, if you're going to serve us, then serve our communities and quit going to our Black communities thinking that you are being conscious about what's going on. Get to the pulse of the people. They are hurting. They are struggling. And they're down and out. And they're being victimized, unsolicited police officers who doesn't come to bring them good tidings. We've got to do something about our police system. We've got to revamp it. We've got to tell them what their rights are, their laws are. You've got to also inform us of what our rights are as citizens of the United States of America, as African Americans in a community. Now, The phone lines are open at 646-478-0270. This is an urgent call for all African Americans to come together, to become self-sufficient in their communities, to be able to gird up, because I assume it's going to get a lot worse than getting better anytime soon unless we have this little meeting. And that means going down to City Hall, calling for a town hall meeting, requesting that some senator or some representative come to address these issues, and then put them in writing, write up referendums, and give suggestions of what we want done in our community. Only we can do that. You cannot wait for the outside people to come in to make that suggestion, African American. You and I must sit down and write up the issues that concerns us the most in our black community. Questions like, why are the stores being evaporated in Detroit? Why are there no stores? What can they do to bring the homeland so that there is gardening there? Questions like that. Questions like, what rights do you have not to carry a license, and how might you cite that particular case law so that you're not harmed while driving your vehicle, so that you're not pulled out of the car and harassed and thrown to the ground and handcuffed? Those procedures are unnecessary. So we have got to come to grips with what are we going to do about it. Our phone lines are open at 646-478-0270. Now, Brother Yusuf, you put it quite plainly. We are concerned about our citizenship. Are we cargo or are we citizen? You're absolutely right. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to question the fact. When you go out in the community and you're driving alone, follow the officer's instructions and go follow their instructions, but make your one phone call. Don't put yourself out and speak words into existence that you're going to go out in a body bag or they're going to have to kill you, because that is not the appropriate time to stand up and fight. You're alone out there. Do not fight in that manner. We're talking about a principality. One thing we do have, ladies and gentlemen, we have the Spirit on our side. And for those of you who are professing to be Christian, forget the title of Christianity and start talking about spirituality. We're talking about fighting against a principality in high places. And we're not talking about flesh and blood that we're fighting against. You don't have to go and fight anybody physically. Go down on your knees in the spirit and do the work with the tools work. So if you are truly going to make a difference, go into your closet and do your spiritual work. And I want you to know that you do not have to fight in this battle. You do not have to fight, because God said he would fight our battles for us. Now, we are doing too much fighting and not allowing God to do it. I want you to understand that God is going to be there. He's going to allow you to go through the storm, but he will be with you. Call on your spirit. Call on the ancestors. Call on whoever and what forces you know. And use the spirit. If you have to go to the spirit and tell them what is going on. The spirit needs to know this. Open up your mealy mouths and talk to the spirit, because the spirit is concerned about what happens to their people. And ask the spirit to walk with you. Ask them to go with you and to travel with you. We are dealing with a principality, not with flesh and blood, in high places that set themselves in cornerstone buildings and brick and mortar. You cannot fight them with your own hand. You must go in the spirit. Why do you think I preach on the ancestors and spirit on a regular basis? You have an arsonist. You have a toolkit. Pull out your arsonist and toolkit and do the work of a spiritualist. And understand that this is not a joke. People say, well, you got to get in a game to win. This is not a game. Trust me, they are not playing with you and I. This is not a game. So don't go cheesing in their face, pretending to be playing with them, because this is a war. And they're serious about what's going on. And it is a race. And those who finish last must understand that nobody is playing with you. They're using whatever forces they can these days because the enemy is out there and he is rising high. So don't think that you're playing in a game. Yes, they're doing some things that are child's play, but you got to be more cunning as a dove and more spiritual. And you got to stay with your head to the grind to understand what the Spirit is saying to you. Remember what Moses said. She looked at the North Star, and the Spirit spoke to her and told her what to do. You're going to have to call on the Spirit. Eli, you're going to have to call on the Spirit. Because right now, these are some difficult times. This is an urgent emergency that you have an election coming up. And you are not talking to Hillary about the right things. Quit cheesing in her face, talking to her about medical care and talking with her about all the services that we can get. We have serviced ourselves out, but we have no quality of life. We want a quality of life. We want to be equal. We want to be able to have our rules and regulations that governs us, and we want to be treated like citizens and not like outsiders who are not a part of the American dream. So it's very vital that we take this election serious and stop playing. Stop playing. Stop getting on TV smiling and gritting because you're with Hillary. Start talking to Hillary, having private platforms with her, inviting her to your churches, inviting her to your community, and tell her we have real serious problems. We are worried about our ability to be able to live throughout the 21st century. We are worried about our children being able to become grown and being able to take over our lineage. We are worried to the point that we don't know if the policeman is there to hurt us or to help us. We need help playing with Hillary. And stop playing with this election because it's serious. Right now, you have a chance to go in and call your delegates in line and say, look, I want to talk to you. I want to come down to City Hall and I want you there. We got some issues that we need clearing up about our 14th Amendment. And we need to ask them to put it in writing and make a referendum out of it. And we need to start writing some documents. Because right now, what I see, whenever you're tearing babies apart from their mothers and killing the mothers, then that means you have no respect. And any officer that will pull a mother out of the car or pull the baby from the mother or even shoot the mother for minute issues that can be solved in a courtroom, is something wrong with that. And I'm very upset about it because it could have been anybody's child that was drug out of there. Now, I would like to say this for the record. One thing we are going to have to do is get to be more literate, reading up on the case law, going in the courtroom, pulling case law, reading on about what's going on with the cases. Now, if you look at that movie I told you about, Ted, they're bringing in Brown versus the School of Board of Education. They're bringing in Dred Scott law. These are all the laws that affect us as an African. So what message are they sending us? What is the message that's being sent to us? Just like Brother Elseth said, there's a message that's being sent. There's a message, and we got to get the message, and we got to stay in tune to the Spirit, and we got to have our ear close to the Spirit, and we got to hear what the Spirit is saying. You are wrestling not against flesh and blood. You're wrestling against principalities that are in high places these days, and you are feeling this crunch. I know you are. Because every African-American, be the middle class, high class, or low class, or the masses, they're going to feel it because of the burnt skin that they carry. And there's no reason to mistreat people because of their skin tone, and there's no reason to treat them any differently. If the law is supposed to serve all men, let it serve the Africans too, and the African-American. Now, I want to say this for the record, that this is an urgent call. And I mean this sincerely. Every community should be calling town hall meetings with government officials coming to answer some questions. We have a problem with the judicial system. It is not working for us. A lot of our black men have been beaten. They've been mistreated in the jails, and they've been stripped down, and they have been beaten and tied and rope tied and thrown into back seats of police cars. All that is wrong. If you have a love for the people that you're serving, then that vendetta that you have when you go after these particular individuals is wrong. Now, some of the men that are in the blue do not want to do this. They've actually lost their jobs, and they've left the profession, and you got those left behind who are willing to do this. But there's a few of the brothers out there who refuse to do this because they know it's wrong, getting quotas and also trying to get numbers in so they don't care who they have to pull over to do this. All this has got to stop. If these are laws, a law will not remain a law if there's lawlessness involved. Trust me, that very law will turn on the people that cause it a law. And that's what's happening. That law is turning on the judicial system and on the police system, because you cannot fake a law and you cannot falsify a law. It must do what it's intended to do, hold up and be actively for all men and women and not just for some. So I'm saying this to you, African American. You have finally got a chance to rally around a sister that looks like she's for us. And I believe she is. But we are not bringing the right questions or points to Hillary. We are too busy talking about nonsense things that we're not talking about things that hit home. Let's go in and talk to Hillary about some things that hit home. Let's talk to Obama about it right here and now. Obama, there's some things that hit home that you need to really know about. And I'm sure you being a middle-class brother, you never even felt them. You never even thought about being stopped while black. A lot of women now have to fear this, and men too. And then it used to be a time in the olden days, we would always give instructions to our black people who were traveling on the roads because they were always antagonized. And they're still antagonized with the black codes. So what is the instruction that we must give our people, Hillary? Obama, what is the instruction we must give them so that they can steer from these black codes? Because they're still in effect, and a lot of people are feeling the heat of them. And I, for one, would like to see panels set up where we can address this to know that we are not going to have business as usual, that things are going to change. We want some things to change, and we want to see Obama come in to the black communities like he did in the prison to talk about what are the things that irk us and that we are not getting over with, and what are the things that are affecting our black community so we have no growth economically. And should we be concerned about the laws for the white people that are different for the black people? We cannot have a law for the white people that says one thing and a law for the blacks that said another. It just doesn't work. That's tyranny. And those laws are not laws at all, and they will come tumbling down. So, Hillary, I say to you this day, there's a lot of black women like myself who are workers in the community, who have given our time in the military, who have put the time in, and who have worked and honored our country, who deserve better than what we're getting. And we have to go in our communities, and we are the leaders that have represented you in the arena of the battlefield. Then we go to our own communities. We have no authority and no power. Why don't you deputize some of the black women like myself and other women to orchestrate this thing like Obama was talking about, working on marriages and working on different groups. Start orchestrating some of the people that are not in the White House to make a change in the community and put us on the payroll. And do the right thing, because you can't keep asking us for money for campaign when we don't see any changes happening in our communities. If you want us to help you, we are available and we're able. I'm able to help you, but I can't help you if you got our hands tied when you're allowing them to beat us down and you're not saying anything about it. These subjects are not coming up in the pulpit or the arena when you have your lectures. Yes, they want to hear about you, but they want to hear about what you're going to do about the black mothers who've suffered a loss with their young men, and what are you going to do about these mothers getting their children back from the social service system and putting them in real classes so they can become mothers. We have some real questions to ask you, Hillary, and we want you to sit down with us, and we want these other government officials to come into our community so we can address these problems, because we're not going to stand for our black boys to be killed on the street, and we're not going to stand for women to be drugged out of cars anymore. You're going to create another World War III, and because black men are going to rise up. And you cannot question why they're rising up. If they're men, they're going to want to rise up. So you need to call a truce and sit down with us and talk to us as soon as you can. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Care to Read Room, and I tell you, this is an urgent call to let you know that we need to come up with a set of tools of what we're going to do to govern ourselves in the most appropriate way and to get into these law books, the Black Dictionary, and to find out what some of these curtail laws are and these black codes and address these issues so we can make a difference in our community. Now, Yusuf L. in High Frequency is doing a fantastic job, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're not doing anything, drop by his room. And he has the solution of some of the things we should be doing to address these problems. Now, there's many of us out there that are having shows that will address issues and not be so excited that now for the first time the glass ceiling or Hillary is breaking the glass because she's coming forward. We don't want a male, we don't want a female in drag. We don't want any female carrying out the orders of a white male supremacist. We want somebody to be sensitive to all the needs of all the people. And we don't want to start bringing in aliens who are becoming instant citizens while we still yet do not own our citizenship here. Now, as quiet as it may be, there's plenty of us professionals who are still waiting to be able to operate in the spirit in our own community. We're not even allowed to function in our own modalities of our traditional heritage of African theologians' teaching. We're not allowed to call upon it, but yet you go behind closed doors and sneak and ask for a reading and sneak and ask for someone to look into the lives of those that are political parties to see what their future holds. Black men and women, you better start pulling up your kauri shells and you better start doing your divination because times are getting ready to get hard now. You need a solution and you need to hear from the Spirit and you need the Spirit to give you a solution for the end time because right now we are too happy with what's going on. We are overlooking the real problem and we are sitting here in all of this red, blue, and white, and arena on TV and clapping our hands to everything instead of saying, no, that is not what I want, and that is not what we're going to settle for, and we're going to make a change. Now we're looking at creating a memorial for the policemen. They become the ones we focus in on. Let's focus on the ones that are being killed, period. Policemen or black men that are being killed needlessly, all of it has to stop. And until then, we cannot create a form of the right side against the left side because it will never work. It will continue to be fightings and inlays and strife. And there's too much strife out here for us to say that we're in the age of Aquarius. Where is it?